Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. For years, our Maria Kina has been closely following ongoing problems at the St. Louis County Animal Shelter and how it impacts county taxpayers. She spoke with St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock as more people have been called to testify about that facility.
One of the questions that I asked Missouri Department of Agriculture, the person I was speaking with, emailing back and forth with, Christy Miller, would not make any kind of a comment on this because I asked, why is it still operating if it doesn't have a license? And it's failed three inspections. She won't answer that question. One of my big concerns is, and this was before your time, this isn't new for this shelter. There have been horrible problems that have gone on there for years, and yet it's been allowed to go on. As a council, I know you don't have the authority to remove anyone, but what do you do at this point if the same thing keeps on happening and they tell stories out in the public that look great, when in fact that's not what's happening in that shelter?
And I think your point's very well taken, Maria. It's you know, the real power that the council has is the power of the purse. And so if we find that money's being wasted or money that was allocated for staff or for cleaning the facility or something like that isn't being spent in the way that it's, you know, it was supposed to be spent, you know, we have the ability to adjust that budget if we need to. The other thing that we, you know, by getting to the bottom of this and getting it out into the public, I think we can then apply pressure to the administration to fix this problem. If it means that somebody has to go, so be it. But if the administration chooses to slow walk this or do something else to keep it from getting better, then I think that you know, that information has to come out as well, and I believe that it will. And I think that, you know, our goal here is to come up with the best animal shelter that it could be. You know, 10 years ago, the St. Louis County Animal Shelter was one of the best in the state.
Yeah.
And look how far we've fallen in a very short period of time, except for the two-year period that the Animal Protective Association ran it, which seemed to be, you know, done very, very well.
Report that I sunshined from Dr. Pernikoff that he sent to the Missouri Ag Department. It is in there where he says it wasn't financially feasible for them to do or use the monoclonal treatments that they could have used, the antibodies on the dogs that were sick, at least in an effort to try and save them before euthanizing them. And he suggested that there wasn't staff. So the very issue that you're bringing up about the money, if you look at that report, I think you'll see some things in there that would suggest that they were not getting the money.
Well, that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of, is where, you know, how did we get to this state? And, you know, in a 3-month period of time, it went from being very well run by all accounts, professionally run, professionally staffed, and the animals were being humanely treated, to where we are today with a shelter that doesn't have a license.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, something happened, something drastic happened. And I don't know if it was because we weren't ready to take it over when we said we were going to be ready, or if if it just is another instance of just poor management on the part of the administration.
Well, because you know, and I'm sure you remember, when they came in and said they were taking it back over, there was that letter document that was circulating that a staffer there at the shelter was circulating, saying that they were going to use euthanization if the animal population became too high. And Dr. Cunningham denied that vehemently until the Post-Dispatch produced the letter, the document. And then she had to walk that back and say, well, that was never a plan, but it did exist. And just the fact that there's so much in there that looks like they're not very transparent or not very forthcoming and won't talk with the press makes you wonder.
Well, and that's you know, we're hopeful that the information that comes out throughout this process, and I fully suspect that we will have another meeting after this one on Thursday, it's my hope that we do get to the bottom of it, and that we can, by issuing subpoenas, we can force people to come and talk to us about their experiences there, and you know, to let us know what, you know, what have you seen, what have you heard, what have you done, and what have you been told to do. If any of those answers are anything other than what we should be doing with the animal shelter, then I fully expect the council is going to do everything we can to make the appropriate changes. It's open to the public. If anyone wishes to attend and have your opinions heard, at these committee meetings, we always have room for public comments, and so we'd very much like to hear from people.
That's KMOX's Maria Kina with St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.